بسم الله، الحمد لله، والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله. مكتبة الموحدين بالبحر الكاريبي يسعدها تقديم الشيخ مصطفى مبرم حفظه الله ورعاه في محاضرة بعنوان من فضائل الصلوات، وهذا في يوم السبت السابع من رمضان 1443 هجري الموافق 9 من أبريل 2022 ميلادي. موحدين Publications is pleased to announce a lecture by Sheikh Mustafa Mubram, حفظه الله ورعاه, titled From the Virtues of the Prayers. And that's on the day of Saturday, the 7th of Ramadan, 1443 Hijri, corresponding to the 9th of April, 2022 Miladi. فليتفضل مشكورا مأجورا.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين. والصلاة والسلام على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم تسليما كثيرا إلى يوم الدين. أما بعد، فكما سمعنا عنوان هذه الكلمة وجهة انعقادها، وكنا في الأسبوع الماضي قد تحدثنا عن شيء من فضائل التوحيد، وفي هذا اللقاء سنتحدث عن فضائل الصلوات. فمن فضائل هذه الصلوات، وإذا قلنا الصلوات فإننا نعني بها أصالة الصلوات الخمس المفروضة التي هي من أركان الإسلام، ويدخل فيها عموم الصلوات المشروعة. نعم
شيخ، حفظ الله. أستاذ باسين، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. In the name of Allah, the most merciful, the most encompassing of mercy, and all praise is due to Allah, the Lord of the worlds. And peace and blessings upon our Prophet Muhammad, alayhi salatu wassalam, his family and his companions till the hereafter. As we heard, the title of this talk today, inshallah ta'ala, is the virtues of the salawat. And as we mentioned last week, we talked about some of the virtues of tawheed or monotheism. So today, bidnillah ta'ala, when we mention fada'il al-salawat or the virtues of the salawat, we're actually referring a salawat here as the five daily prayers. That includes, and the five daily prayers, of course, is from the five pillars of Islam. But the five daily prayers also include all other optional prayers throughout the day and night.
فمن فضائل الصلوات أنها خير الأعمال، ولهذا فإنها أول أركان الإسلام العملية، وهي أفضل الأعمال. فقد أخرج الإمام ابن ماجه من حديث أبي أمامة وثوبان رضي الله عنهما أن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم قال: استقيموا ولن تحصوا. وفي رواية: استقيموا ونعما إن استقمتم. واعلموا أن خير أعمالكم الصلاة، ولن يحافظ على الوضوء إلا مؤمن. واعلموا أن خير أعمالكم الصلاة، ولن يحافظ على الوضوء إلا مؤمن. وقد قال عثمان كما في البخاري وكان محصورا: الصلاة خير ما يعمل الناس، الصلاة خير ما يعمل الناس، فإن أحسنوا فأحسن معهم، وإن أساءوا فاجتنب إساءتهم. هذا كما قلت لك في البخاري عن عثمان رضي الله عنه. نعم.
شيخ مصطفى، بارك الله فيكم. بداية الحديث ابن ماجة، حديث أبي أمامة وثوبان: استقيموا.
استقيم.
نعم.
استقيم. يعني لن تستطيعوا بكل شيء.
نعم. وبقية الحديث:
واعلموا أن خير أعمالكم الصلاة، ولن يحافظ على الوضوء إلا مؤمن.
نعم. وعثمان قال: وكان محصورا. محصورا هنا بمعنى يا شيخنا؟
يعني لما حصره الخوارج عند قبل أن يقتلوه، عندما حاصروه في البيت، هذا في البخاري.
من فضائل الصلوات or from the virtue, from the virtues of the five daily prayers that it is the best of the actions of the believer. This is why the five daily prayers were the first of the pillars of Islam that we call amaliyah or practical. The first practical pillars of Islam. Therefore, the five daily prayers are the best of actions of the believer. As mentioned by Ibn Majah, or in the Sahih of Ibn Majah, which is deemed to be Hasan, deemed to be Hasan or good, the Hadith of Abi Umama and Thawban, may Allah be pleased with them both, that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "Istaqimu, be straight." And if you, and as the Hadith continue, and do or know rather know that the best of your actions is the salah. The best of your actions, know that the best of your action is a salah. And nobody will preserve his or her wudu throughout the day except the believer. Except the believer. As Uthman radiallahu anhu said, and that is mentioned Sahih al-Bukhari, and as the Shaykh said, and he was mahsura, meaning he was surrounded by the Khawarij right before he got killed radiallahu anhu. He said, "As-salah is what the best of the people will do. As-salah is the action of the best of the people. So if the people do their best, then do your best with them. And if the people do the worst or do less than that, wal-iyadu billah, then stay away from the worst actions of the people. Stay away from the evil actions of the people." Nah.
وفي الصحيحين من حديث ابن مسعود رضي الله عنه أن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم سئل أي الأعمال أفضل فقال الصلاة لوقتها فقال الصلاة لوقتها. فلاحظ أن النبي عليه الصلاة والسلام ذكر أن أفضل أعمال المسلم هو أن يصلي الصلاة وأن يصليها في أول وقتها، وهذا دليل بين على فضل الصلاة والمحافظة عليها. نعم.
And also Sahih Muslim as well as Sahih Bukhari, the hadith of Ibn Mas'ud, may Allah be pleased with him, that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam was asked, "What is the best of actions? What is the best of the actions?" Then the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "Praying on time, praying on time." So notice here, dear brothers and sisters, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam mentioned that the best of the actions of the Muslim to pray a given prayer in the beginning of his time, or as soon as it comes in. In other words, to pray a salah as soon as the time for that salah comes in.
ومن فضائل هذه الصلوات أنها تغسل خطايا العباد، ولا يخفاكم أن النبي عليه الصلاة والسلام قال: "لو لم تذنبوا لأتى الله بقوم يذنبون ثم يستغفرون الله فيغفر لهم". فالذنب لا بد وأن يقع من العبد، وإن كان لا يجوز له أن يتعمده وأن يترصد له، فهذه الصلوات يمحو الله بها الخطايا ويكفر بها السيئات. وقد روى مسلم في صحيحه من حديث جابر بن عبد الله رضي الله عنهما أن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم قال: "مثل الصلوات الخمس كمثل نهر غمر على باب أحدكم يغتسل منه كل يوم خمس مرات". مثل الصلوات الخمس كمثل نهر غمر على باب أحدكم يغتسل منه كل يوم 5 مرات والغمر المغمور الممتلي. نعم.
And also for the virtues of the 5 daily prayers, that it washes, it cleanses away the mistakes, the sins of the servant. It's not hidden from you as believers that the Prophet ﷺ said in the hadith, the well-known hadith, if you never sin, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will bring other people that will sin. So they would be asking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for forgiveness. So Allah would forgive them. And yes, a sin may happen. But if it ever happens from the servant, it's not because the servant is doing it on purpose or seeking it out. Wal-iyadu billah. So the 5 daily salawat, as the Sheikh Hafidhullah said, pay attention here, dear brothers and sisters. The sin will happen from any servant of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But that doesn't mean a servant seeks out sin, wal-iyadu billah. Or a servant does a sin on purpose, wal-iyadu billah. Or look out for sins, wal-iyadu billah. So the 5 daily salah will erase one's sins and will expiate one's evil deeds, wal-iyadu billah. As mentioned Sahih Muslim, the hadith of Jabir ibn Abdullah, may Allah be pleased with him and his father, that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, the example of the 5 daily salah is like a full river running by your house, running by the door of your house, from which you cleanse, you make ghusl, you wash your whole body every day, 5 times a day. That shows you the virtues of the 5 daily salah, or this is one of the virtues of the 5 daily salah.
طيب وأخرج مسلم في حديث أبي هريرة رضي الله عنه عن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم قال الصلوات الخمس والجمعة إلى الجمعة ورمضان إلى رمضان مكفرات ما بينهن إذا اجتنبت الكبائر. فمعنى هذا أن العبد إذا أتى شيئا من اللمم والصغائر فإن هذه الصلوات تكفر له هذه الصغائر. نعم.
Also from the hadith of the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم that's narrated by Abi Huraira in Sahih Muslim, the 5 daily salah and the Jum'ah, Salatul Jum'ah, till the next Salatul Jum'ah. And the month of Ramadan, meaning fasting the month of Ramadan, till the next month of Ramadan, are expiations for everything between them if the servant stays away from major sins. What that means, that if the servant keeps away from any minor, if the servant, for example, fell, wal-iyadu billah, in some minor sins, and stayed away from major sins, bi-idhnillahi ta'ala, the 5 daily salah will be an expiation for him and her. La.
ومن فضائل هذه الصلوات أنها من أعظم الأسباب لدخول الجنة وصحبة النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم، أي كثرة المصاحبة له في الجنة. فقد جاء في صحيح مسلم من حديث ربيعة بن كعب الأسلمي رضي الله عنه قال كنت أبيت مع رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم فأتيته بوضوئه وحاجته فقال لي سل، يعني اطلب مني سل، فقلت أسألك مرافقتك في الجنة، أسألك مرافقتك في الجنة. قال أو غير ذلك، يعني هل تريد شيئا آخر؟ قلت هو ذاك، يعني لا أريد إلا هذا. قال فأعني على نفسك بكثرة السجود، والمقصود بالسجود هنا الصلاة من باب التعبير عن الكل بالجزء. نعم.
Also, as the Sheikh Hafidhullah said, mentioned in that from the virtues of the five daily salah, that is from the greatest reasons to enter the paradise. It is also from the greatest reasons to be a companion to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam in the paradise. Matter of fact, it is from the greatest reasons to have as much companionship as one wishes with the Prophet of Allah alayhi salatu wasalam in the paradise. As mentioned Sahih Muslim, the hadith of Rubai'ah ibn Ka'b al-Aslami radiallahu anhu, in which he said, I used to stay the nights with the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasalam, and then I brought him what he needs to make wudu with. I brought him his needs to make wudu or ablution with for the salah. Then the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam told him, ask, meaning name your needs. Then he said, meaning the Sahabi said, I want to be your companion in the Jannah. I want to be with you in the Jannah. Then the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam asked him a question. Do you want anything else other than this? Then the companion said, that is the only thing I wish for. That is the only thing, meaning I don't want nothing else but your companionship in the paradise, O Messenger of Allah. May Allah make us from those. Then the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, so strive against your own nafs, against your own soul, by making as much sujood as possible. What that means, as the Shaykh said, Hafidhahullah, sujood here, or prostration, refers to making salah. And that is from the way of representing something that is whole by mentioning some of what is whole. Representing part of the whole by mentioning only the part, meaning the sujood out of the salah. Now.
ومن فضائل هذه الصلوات التي يتهاون فيها كثير من الناس ويضيعها كثير من الناس ولا يبالي بها كثير من الناس أنها من أعظم الأسباب لرفع الدرجات في الجنة وحط الخطايا لرفع الدرجات في الجنة وحط الخطايا ما رواه مسلم من حديث ثوبان مولى النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم أنه قال له عليك بكثرة السجود عليك بكثرة السجود فإنك لا تسجد لله سجدة إلا رفعك الله بها درجة وحط عنك بها خطيئة وهذا كما قلت لك رواه مسلم عليك بكثرة السجود تقدم أن المقصود بالسجود الصلاة فإنك لا تسجد لله سجدة إلا رفعك الله بها درجة وحط عنك بها خطيئة وما أكثر خطايانا نسأل الله أن يعفو عنا نعم.
Also from the virtues and the beauty of the five daily salah, there's so many amongst the Muslims that you see negligent in regards to the five daily prayers, or wasteful, wal'iyadu billah, losing out on the times of the salah, who does not care for when is the salah coming in, or even performing the salah, that making salah is one of the greatest reasons to be raised in degrees. Making salah is from the greatest reasons to be raised in degrees in the hereafter, also from the greatest reasons to get rid of one's sins. To get rid of one's sins. As mentioned in Sahih Muslim, rahimahullah, the hadith of Thawban, the servant or the mawla of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, that he said, that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam said to Thawban, upon you to make as much sujood as possible. Upon you to make as much sujood or as many prostrations as possible. As the Sheikh said, and we mentioned sujood here is a reference to the salah. It is part of the salah. So the Prophet ﷺ, in other words, says, is saying, upon you to make as much prayers as possible. Then the hadith continue, in which the Prophet ﷺ said, because whenever you make one single prostration for the sake of Allah, except that Allah will raise you with that one prostration a degree and make you or take away from you or make you lose one sins or take away from you one sin. So Allah, as the Sheikh said, when the Prophet ﷺ commanded the Sahaba here and said, upon you to make sujood as much as possible, refers to making salah as much as possible. Except that, as the Prophet ﷺ said, they will raise one's degree by one degree and get rid of one sin for each and every single sujood. As the Sheikh said, and how many of us have so much وَالْعِيَادُ بِاللَّهِ sins? We ask Allah for salvation and safety. No.
ومن فضائل هذه الصلوات العظيمة أن المصلين لهم ضيافة خاصة ونزل خاص عند الله سبحانه وتعالى. فقد أخرج الشيخان في صحيحيهما من حديث أبي هريرة أن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم قال: من غدا إلى المسجد أو راح أعد الله له في الجنة نزلا كلما غدا أو راح. الغدو أول الصباح، والرواح عند المساء، والنزل في العربية النزل الضيافة. نعم.
Also from the virtues of the five daily salah, from the greatest of virtues for the five daily salah, that those who pray have a special place of guest of being hosted by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They will be hosted especially by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. As al-Shaykhan, meaning al-Imam al-Bukhari, as well as Sahih al-Imam Muslim, rahimahum Allah, may Allah have mercy on them both, mentioned in their Sahih, in their authentic compilation of Hadith, the Hadith of Abi Hurairah radiallahu anhu, that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, whoever goes to the masjid or come back to the masjid, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will prepare for him in the paradise a place, a special place in other words. Every time he goes to the masjid, every time he goes to the masjid, or every time he comes back from the masjid. Here, as the Sheikh said, Habadallah, al-wudu, meaning going to the masjid, is in the beginning of the morning. And al-rawah, coming back from the masjid, is at the end of the day, meaning in the evening. And the al-nuzul, or the hosting, or the special place of hosting in the Arabic language, refers to being hosted by Allah, the Lord Almighty, subhanahu wa ta'ala.
ومن فضائل هذه الصلوات الخمس أنها نور لصاحبها في يوم الظلمات، وكلنا يعلم شدة الظلمات في ذلك اليوم، ولا ينور للعبد إلا بما عنده من التوحيد والمحافظة على الصلوات، كما قال تعالى في المؤمنين: نورهم يسعى بين أيديهم وبأيمانهم. وجاء في صحيح مسلم من حديث أبي مالك الأشعري أن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم قال: والصلاة نور. والصلاة نور، وهذا النور كما قال أهل العلم ليس مختصا بالآخرة، لكنه هناك أعظم، فإنها نور أيضا في هذه الحياة الدنيا، نور في هذه الحياة الدنيا. وما أكثر الظلمات فتجد أن المصلي ينور له طريقه. نعم.
And from the virtues of these five daily prayers, that you find that it becomes a light, literally a little light upon the one who performs those five daily salah on the day of darkness, on the day of al-Dhulumat. And all of us know how severe these darkness will be on the day of judgment. And no light will happen to the servant of Allah except through Tawheed and the Salawat, except through monotheism and the prayers on the day of judgment. As Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said about the believers in the Quran, that their light will be amongst their hands and by their it will be between their hands. بأيمانهم يا شيخنا هنا يعني في يدهم اليمين ولا في الأيمان بالأيمان القلوب شيخ مصطفى
أيوة
نعم سمحنا يا شيخ الآية فلت مني المعنى نورهم نورهم يسعى بين أيديهم وبأيمانهم الأيمان هنا ترجع لليد اليمنى ولا أيمان القلوب
لا لا وبأيمانهم يعني بين أيديهم وبأيمانهم يعني على اليمين والشمال من جهاتهم يعني
As the Sheikh Hafidhahullah corrected me because I somehow missed out on the meaning of the ayah. The light, their light, meaning the light of the believers on the day of judgment, will be seeking, if you want to call it this, or will be between their hands and to their rights. It will be between their hands and to their rights. As mentioned Sahih Muslim, the hadith of Abi Malik al-Ash'ari radiallahu anhu, that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, And the salah is nur. The salah, the prayer is light. As the Shaykh Abdullah said, and this light is not specifically only in the hereafter for the believer, but it is greater in the hereafter. This light would be greater for the believer in the hereafter. Because as we know, there is light also for the believer in this life of ours, meaning when the believer is still alive. As you know, even in this life, there's so many dark moments, wal-iyadu billah, and only the light of the believer will be guiding him to what is best, what pleases Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So you find the one who's upon the prayers, striving upon the prayers, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give him a light upon his path, will give him a light upon the path. Allah make us from those. Ameen. Na'am.
Barawa ibn Majah, روى ابن ماجه من حديث أنس بن مالك وحسنه العلامة الألباني عليه رحمة الله أن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم قال بشر المشائين في الظلم إلى المساجد بالنور التام يوم القيامة بشر المشائين في الظلم إلى المساجد بالنور التام يوم القيامة فالذي يكون عنده ظلمة ويذهب إلى المسجد في الظلام في صلاة العشاء أو في صلاة الفجر انظر إلى هذه البشارة العظيمة نعم
Also in Sahih Ibn Majah the hadith of Anas Ibn Malik may Allah be pleased with him and his father that was deemed to be Hasan or good by Imam al-Albani rahmatullahi alayhi, may Allah have mercy upon him, that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, give glad tidings to those who walk in the darkness to the masajid. Give glad tidings to those who walk in the dark times to the masajid with the light, with the perfect light that they will be given, in other words, the perfect light, the complete light on the day of judgment. So imagine this, my dear brother. Those who are walking when it's dark, meaning, as the Sheikh said, Hafidhahullah, going to the masjid for Salat al-Fajr and Salat al-Isha. That's when it's dark. Look at this virtue, dear brother.
وروى مسلم في صحيحه من حديث جندب بن عبد الله أن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم قال من صلى الصبح فهو في ذمة الله فانظر إلى هذا الفضل العظيم أن صلاة الصبح من صلاها فإنه يكون في ذمة الله إن حي أو مات فقد دخل في ذمة الله تعالى نعم
الله أكبر. Also narrated in Sahih Muslim, the hadith of Jundub ibn Abdullah radiallahu anhu, that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, whoever prays Salat al-Subh, meaning Salat al-Fajr, he will be in Zimmatillah, meaning he will be guaranteed by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala safety and security. Look at this great bounty. Whoever prays Salat al-Fajr, he is in Zimmatillah. Is guaranteed by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, whether he stays alive later on or dies right after. Allahu Akbar.
ومن فضائل هذه الصلاة وفضل الجلوس وانتظارها في المسجد وانتظار الصلاة إلى الصلاة أن هذا الفاعل مثل المرابط في سبيل الله وتصلي عليه الملائكة، فقد قال عليه الصلاة والسلام كما في صحيح الإمام مسلم من حديث أبي هريرة أن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم قال: وانتظار الصلاة بعد الصلاة فذلكم الرباط فذلكم الرباط. وانتظار الصلاة بعد الصلاة، تصلي المغرب وتجلس في المسجد وتقرأ القرآن حتى تصلى العشاء، أنت مثل الذي يرابط على الثغرات، على ثغر حدود العدو. نعم.
And also from the virtues of the five daily prayers is the virtue, is the bounty of sitting and waiting in the masjid from one salah to the next salah. Is the virtue of waiting after you finish one salah in the masjid to the next salah. That whoever does such an action is like al-murabit, is like a fighter amongst the Muslims for the sake of Allah. And the angels will keep sending peace and blessings upon him while he is in that action. As the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said in Sahih Muslim, the hadith that was narrated by Abi Huraira, that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, and waiting for the salah after the salah, that is a ribat. This is true waiting in guarding the Muslims. That is a ribat. For example, as the Sheikh said, Habibullah, you pray Salat al-Maghrib and you sit in the masjid reciting the Quran until Salat al-Isha comes in and you pray Salat al-Isha afterwards. That is like al-murabit, meaning a fighter from amongst the Muslims, guarding the Muslims against the enemies of Islam. Now.
وله أيضا أي الذي ينتظر الصلاة وقد توضأ في بيته دعاء الملائكة، فإنها تقول: اللهم ارحمه، اللهم اغفر له، اللهم تب عليه، في مجلسه الذي صلى فيه يقولون: اللهم ارحمه. انظر دعاء ملائكة: اللهم ارحمه، اللهم اغفر له، اللهم تب عليه. نسأل الله أن يغفر لنا وأن يرحمنا وأن يتوب علينا وأن يتقبل منا الصلوات والصيام والدعوات، فإنه ولي ذلك والقادر عليه. سنكتفي بهذا. أعرض سؤالك بارك الله فيك وترجم لإخوانك.
Also, for the one who is waiting for the salah after the salah, is that the angels will be making supplications, will be making dua for him, saying, oh Allah, have mercy on him. Allahumma arhamah. Allahumma aghfirlah. Oh Allah, forgive him. Oh Allah, forgive him. Allahumma tub alayh. Oh Allah, repent upon him. So imagine this, dear brother and sister. You are waiting in the salah, sitting. You have your wudu on you, and you're sitting there waiting for the next salah, and the angels making dua for you, saying, oh Allah, have mercy upon him. Oh Allah, forgive him. Oh Allah, repent upon him. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make us from those that Allah, that the angels rather will be making dua for us and asking Allah to have mercy upon that, upon us, and to forgive us and to repent for us. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to be from those that our salah will be accepted and our siyam will be accepted and our supplications and dua will be accepted. Naam.
Allah ta'ala a'lam. And in conclusion, anything that I said, as a translator is correct, is only from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Anything that I said that is not correct is only from myself and or from the shaitan. Jazakumullah khair. And stay tuned to brothers at Muhaddin Publications every single day of the month of Ramadan. Walillah alhamdu al minna. They have a meeting with one of the shiyukh. Times might be a little different. The hour might be a little different. But if you follow them on Twitter, for example, or other social media outlets, you will be informed in time for any upcoming events with the brothers at MPUPS. May Allah preserve us and you and them. Wassalamu alaikum.